So does God punish people on this earth? Let's look at Padre Pio's response. So now, does God punish us, all of us, on this earth? Padre Pio was strongly against sin, and he warned sinners against the path of evil. Yet, in the face of his knowledge of our weakness, he exhorted the penitent, that is us, to always trust in the goodness of their Heavenly Father. There was a lady named Gussie who had quarreled with another lady in front of the altar of Our Lady of Grace. And so the lady had distracted her, so they had a bit of an argument. And then a few days later, she felt remorse and she went to confession with Padre Pio, and she reproached herself in front of him. So Padre Pio said, "Come here so that I can beat you." Of course, he was joking. And then she added, "Father, I would deserve that." Padre Pio was a little shocked and surprised with this reaction, which demanded immediate justice. And changing his tone completely, he said, "Boba, this really touches me, because you are no longer lifting a finger." So the fight is over, it's gone. And after a pause, Padre Pio added, "Never say to God, 'I have sinned, and therefore I deserve your punishment.' Instead, what we must say is, 'Lord, I have sinned. Give me your grace and mercy.' It is necessary to be afraid, but with confidence." And remember this. So Padre Pio, he was really moved by the goodness of God. A spiritual son tells us that one day him and Padre Pio were walking in the garden, and they're having a pleasant conversation. And they talked about the tenderness of God towards his creatures. And Padre Pio said to the spiritual son, "Raffaele, do you see what the Lord represents to us while we are on this earth? As a loving father, he gives us everything when we turn to him with trust and confidence. Even when we offend him in sin, he forgives us. Just ask for forgiveness with true repentance." Padre Pio even added to this. He said, "This would even apply for Judas and the rebellious angels. Imagine this. If they repented, they would be forgiven, and paradise would return to earth as in the old days." So Padre Pio said that. There are circumstances, however, in life when it's very easy to see God applying a severe and punitive justice. For example, when someone has not lived a very good or exemplary life, and he dies in shame, and it's very easy to say, "See, there is God is punishing them." So there was this example. Someone from San Giovanni, he was a worker and he had previously blasphemed. And then he was up in the scaffold working on some buildings and he fell down and died. Everyone said, "That is God's punishment for his blasphemy." Well, when Padre Pio heard what they had to say, he disagreed with this verdict as superficial, saying the punishment, like the rewards for our deeds, will only come in eternity. Oftentimes, death, if not preceded by the proper spiritual preparation, which would usually be the sacrament of the sick, then it can be seen in this light. People say, "See, a punishment." There's another example. A spiritual daughter told Padre Pio that Tina Baloni's brother had fallen from a grain storage silo to the ground and he had died. Some days later, Tina arrived at San Giovanni Rotondo and she expressed concern now for the salvation of her brother's soul. What did Padre Pio have to say about this? Well, Padre Pio comforted her by saying, "It is in fact difficult for a soul that is not stubborn to be condemned to evil. For God stands before us at the moment of our death and says, 'Do you want me?'" It gives people that opportunity right then. Then the saint added, "Only those who want to go to hell, go to hell." And in fact, Enzo Bettani claimed to have heard Padre Pio make that same statement several times. Now, often the spiritual daughters of Padre Pio, they would return to this one theme of God's righteousness, presenting to Padre Pio the opinion of many who see misfortune as a sign of God's punishment. The Holy Father answered, "On earth there is in fact no justice. There is mercy. And these painful things, they belong to the kingdom of love and mercy. Justice," he says, is for the other side. It's after death. To this one, I said the answer of Padre Pio Tibetani. He introduced the parents of some young child who had just died to Padre Pio. These parents, they expressed the pain at the death of their young son, complaining at the tremendous punishment that they had received from God. Well, Padre Pio understood their suffering and answered, "You do not know what the Lord has actually spared you." So who knows what else might have gone wrong? There's a Father Kintanish in conversation with Padre Pio said that God's providence and mercy were often brought together in conversation. A good blind man who had the key of the monastery, and he used to help with little chores around the monastery, doing whatever he could, but he was blind, so it was limited what he could do. And then he ate with the brothers in their dining room. And if the weather was bad, then he had a tiny little room where he could stay over the night if he needed to. This blind man shared with Padre Pio his concern, and he said, "Father, as long as you are alive, I am sure that in the monastery, I'm confident of receiving all my necessities. But what will happen to me after you are dead?" And Padre Pio responded, "The God who helped us yesterday will help us today and will help us tomorrow. What we have to do is we have to surrender to Him. Remember, God is love." And he repeated, "We are not capable of anything. We must surrender to God as children and to have confidence in Him. If we cannot take it anymore, things are just too much, overwhelming us, then we have to say, 'Reach out your hand to me.' The problem is," Padre Pio says, "we do not pray." And the saint also says, "We are poor sinners. We must therefore try to live in the deepest humility in God's presence. Yes, the Lord wants us to be humble. Everyone thinks of God as a judge, not as a loving God. If we are humble, the Lord will open His arms to us. The worst thing would be if we turn away from God."